I'm Melissa Davis, small studio producer. The following is the audio version of WFYI's August 2019 small studio session featuring Michael Raintree. You can find the entire session, including a video of the performance, at wfyi.org/small studio. Stay tuned right after the music for an interview with Michael Raintree from WFYI's Kyle Long. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.
Thank you. party at midnight.
Do what you want, do what you do, do what you feel right. How could it be? How could it be like that? Niggas always on the run, niggas sent to the run. Yeah, baby, what it do? Yeah, baby, what it be? People mad at me now, probably mad cause I'm clean. Yeah, baby, on the road, rags and riches, baby, do so. Coming up at the mountaintop with the eyes closed, the flick of the wrist. And she look at the flick of the wrist, and diamonds on me, dancing high up in the wave. Yeah, baby, behave. Yeah, baby, on the road. Yeah, baby, do so. Holla at me, I'm a king. Holla at me, I'm a road.
Lost in a dream, you would never know it. If you knew I knew, then you would never show it. Every star fell back to the floor. Every flower climbed back into the earth. Cabin in the woods, laughing in reverse, waiting in reverse. In the water, knowing damn well I can't surf. She collided with the lost souls as the weather hands fused with the stone. Flipping ice over low closure, chipping rice off my cold shoulders. Giving life to the dead beast, apocalypse, love in the red sheet. Elevator in the best suite, then we spill wine on the best sheets. And it's beautiful, and it's heartbreaking. Car gazing, walk angle, walking up to me, damn, like it's time to leave this dying planet. But I grab your hand as you floated up. I floated too, but my fingers tip. Got a taste of that devil gaze. Run from heaven, I'd never stay, God know.
Thank you.
That was a great performance. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You've described this Michael Raintree project as experimental R&B.
Yeah.
What does that term mean to you, experimental R&B?
I feel like it's this, I take it as just like kind of mood music to me. I was in like a, you know, current state when I was writing this this Raintree project. It's just I feel like I'm just like doing all kinds of different layers, like a layered cake, and I try to make it like contemporary and put my own spin on it, if that makes sense.
But you feel like it's coming from sort of an R&B perspective.
Yeah,
or
like
you're aiming for that,
just as far
vibe.
As like the singing, the melodies and stuff like that. Yeah.
And you're layering your vocals. You're putting some unique effects on your vocals. Tell us what you're doing with that gear back there to create the sound.
So pretty much I'm just adding different pieces to a big puzzle. And I start with a metronome click, and I have synthesizer, drum machine, vocal loop, pedal, or not pedal, but it's a TC Helicon thing. And then the dudes adding that element to jamming. And just kind of building off each other. Yeah.
And you told me that this project, this Michael Raintree project, was born out of a difficult period you went through, where you were dealing with depression and maybe some mental health issues.
Yeah.
Tell me about the whole genesis of this project and how that related to kind of your mind state.
Totally. So this is the first time I've done a project by myself where I'm not necessarily using hip hop as my foundation. There's elements of it, but I was at a time in my life where I felt very compelled to create to help myself get through a very difficult time for me. I essentially just locked myself in a room, and this is what came out of almost like my therapy, you know? But I felt like it was a very special thing for me. It was just like a very unique opportunity to try something new, get out of my comfort zone, and confront this kind of monster in my head, so to speak. Yeah. I think that's important for artists, especially that are dealing with mental health issues and trying to do some self-care. And that was my way of doing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To follow up on that, I work at the city's public hospital programming music, and I get to see like direct face-to-face kind of response to music and how that can help people deal with, cope with pain and anxiety. For you personally, what role did music have in terms of helping you deal with was it part of your healing process? How was it part of your healing process?
I feel like I've always used music in that way, in some way, shape, or form. Even when I first started, rapping or picking up any kind of thing to use it as a vehicle to help myself. That's just like kind of always been there in my life since I was a kid. It's always kind of been my like security blanket, or for if I'm angry, sad, anxious, bored, it just kind of like copes with a lot of feelings. And I feel like it's a unique position that puts musicians in, or artists in general, to be able to use it as a vehicle to, you know, help what's inside. Yeah.
A lot of people know you as Oreo Jones, yeah. The rapper.
Yeah.
You've sure. also been Black Fabio.
Yeah.
Right?
With that, yeah.
You had a mixtape.
I do, yeah.
Under the name Black Fabio. Now yeah. you're Michael Raintree.
Yeah.
What is it about creating these kinds of alter identities that appeals to you as a creator?
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of just taken a way by itself organically. I feel like that might be another thing subconsciously that I'm dealing with as a individual's. Having these personas, or trying to like think through a different mindset, and it could just be I'm schizophrenic or something. I just didn't know about it. But yeah, it's been cool just trying to push myself mainly, and I'm at a point where I just love creating for myself, and that's always been that way. I've always been. With that mindset, but I'm just kind of take it each day at a time, pushing all kinds of different directions, get a little uncomfortable. It's important to me, yeah.
Is there a Michael Raintree character that you've kind of developed in your mind? Is this a person that has, like, characteristics? And
He just, like, stares at the ground a lot and, yeah, sings in the shower. Yeah, that's Michael Raintree. He likes coffee, yeah. And he does push-ups in his living room. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned you rap as Oreo Jones.
Yeah.
You're singing now as Michael Raintree and
yeah.
creating this interesting soundscape of music.
Yeah.
You've also, you also play in a rock band, White Moms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there a thread of continuity, either musically or conceptually, that ties all your work together?
I think the main, catalyst to all these projects that I do is just a natural synergy. I don't mess with a project unless I'm like 150% feel good and get to like get people together. I love collabing with different people all over the city. There's so many unique and amazing artists here, you know, and I feel blessed to be able to collaborate with those folks and do it in different ways, you know, and bounce ideas, and yeah, it's been a cool thing to have that as an outlet to just work with people. Yeah,
yeah. You've collaborated with a really diverse set of musicians. Rob Funkhauser, the composer.
Yeah, yeah.
You've played with Time for Three,
yeah,
members of the
yeah,
Indianapolis
sure. yeah,
Symphony,
the
Orchestra.
Symphony Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anyone here you haven't worked with yet that you would like to collaborate with
Man,
at some point?
I'm trying to think who I'd like to. Man, I'd like to do more like experimental, like free jazz type stuff. So it'd be cool to link with some jazz cats and just kind of just do more. I'm in my experimental phase right now. But that's the thing. Like, I'm not. It's always dependable where my mind's at. But there's so many dope people. And the cool thing about the city of Indianapolis is you have to like look and find stuff, right?
And, you know, you have such a strong identity as Oreo Jones, the rapper. How are audiences perceiving and experiencing the Michael Raintree project? Are they kind of identifying this as you and enjoying this? Or what's the response?
Yeah, it's been like, oh, wow, what are you doing again? And I was like, what's up? No, it's been cool. It's been cool to feel a little bit vulnerable with this and show people, you know, different side or different, you know, way that I've been approaching something. But yeah, it's been cool. Yeah.
And do you have any immediate plans to continue this project?
Yeah, we're in the studio now working on some stuff, hitting the road. Yeah, we're working on all kinds of different projects. I'm always thinking. And
so there will be a second Michael Raintree album?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the first was created pretty much independently with a little bit of collaboration, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And the next will incorporate the band that we mm-hmm, saw on yeah. the small studio sessions.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And will there be another Oreo Jones rap record
there
anytime
is,
soon?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Working on one. I'm actually working with Moose right now, DMA, doing Highway Hypnosis 2. So, yeah, gonna do another rap record. Excited about that.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, thank you so much for the performance today.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Thank you so much, Kyle.